Passengers, everything all right back there?
Everything quiet, Captain. They're asleep, most of them. We're behind schedule, aren't we?
Yes, hour and 20 minutes. Well, let them sleep. Coast is all closed in. Fog. We may have to sit up here till it breaks.
Want some coffee?
The only thing I want is to get this ship...
Take a look to starboard, sir.
Starboard? Well, well, well. Do I see lights down there, Mr. Dobson?
Yes, sir. Looks rather pretty, don't you think?
Radio Gander, tell him we've just sighted the coast. Unfeathered 2 and 3 engines.
Yes, sir.
How long?
About half an hour. I'll take that coffee now, thanks.
Right. Miss Teasdale.
Hmm? Oh, yes?
Sorry to awaken you. We're landing in about 20 minutes.
We're that close? We're still in one piece?
Yes, it's a lovely clear night.
So it is. The stars are out. Oh, I must have fallen asleep on your shoulder, Mr. Honey.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's quite all right.
I'm sorry you had to be so worried, Mr. Honey.
How long will we be in Gander?
About an hour, I imagine. Excuse me, please.
Quite a night, Mr. Honey. I guess you must have multiplied somewhere where you should have divided.
Well, Mr. Honey, this is Gander.
Well, the stewardess asked me to stay here on the plane. She
said... Mr. Honey, this is Mr. Lund. He's in charge of all flights in and out of Gander.
Yes, how do you do?
Lund, I want this aircraft inspected as no other's ever been inspected. Every ruddy inch of it.
Yes, sir, we'll get on it immediately.
If, as I expect, this inspection is satisfactory, I'm refusing to carry Mr. Honey any further.
Well, now, just a minute here, sir.
I consider his presence aboard an unnecessary hazard. I'll arrange that all other flights leaving this airfield are adequately informed about him before they carry him.
Yes, sir.
And meanwhile, if there's an office or something in your building that's not being used... I'm going to radio London, Mr. Honey. Pending their answer, you're staying here at Gander Airfield.